For soldiers with serious battlefield wounds, the first minutes and hours are crucial. During that time, they're generally in the hands of medics, soldiers trained to deliver rudimentary first aid in the field. Wounded soldiers, like the dozen who arrived yesterday at a U.S. military hospital in Germany, have a better chance of surviving because of a new program for medics. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports.
The new program trains medics to deal with serious injuries they couldn't deal with before. Say an explosion or some other blow to the chest causes a soldier's lung to collapse. In the past, the soldier might have died on the battlefield. That's because a badly collapsed lung needs to be treated immediately. Rafael De Jesus is a lieutenant colonel with the Army's Medical Service.
The lung needs to reinflate again, and we need to be able to get that air or sometimes blood accumulated in the lung cavity so that we can restore back normal breathing.
The soldier might only have 15 minutes, and that's not enough time to be evacuated. 2 years ago, Army medics weren't trained to do things like reinflate lungs, which would mean the soldier would die?
That is correct.
De Jesus is a battalion commander at Fort Sam Houston in Texas. He developed the training curriculum for a program started by the Army Surgeon General 18 months ago to train medics to do something more than clean wounds and staunch bleeding. So now if a soldier punctures a lung...
At that time, we'll determine that needs a needle decompression, and the soldier will provide that intervention right away to stabilize that soldier and save the soldier's life.
By inserting a needle and drawing off accumulated air and blood. To learn how to do things like that, soldiers now take a 16-week program instead of a 10-week-long one. They learn to insert breathing tubes and administer morphine. They carry the same equipment they used to, plus a few things more.
They will have IV fluids in there, plenty of bandages. They will have their narcotics to be able to do pain management, i.e. morphine. They will also have with them nerve agent antidotes.
It takes not just a medically adept soldier, but a strong one. Combat medics carry about 25 pounds of medical supplies in addition to their regular soldier's gear. The effect of the new training program is already noticeable. Dr. David Rubenstein takes care of wounded soldiers who make it off the battlefield to the military hospital at Ramstein Air Force Base in Germany. At a press conference televised on CNN yesterday, he was asked what determines whether a seriously wounded soldier survives.
The issue has always been to get them to that combat support hospital or field hospital alive.
And he's seen a real difference with the new training.
Their current combat medic is very capable of getting that soldier to a proper combat support hospital alive.
Since training started 18 months ago, more than 4,000 Army medics have gone through the program, and when they leave the Army, they can use their emergency medical technician certification to get a job. De Jesus' program trains the medics for everything from full combat to humanitarian missions.
So in between that, we have not only interaction with military folks, but we also interface with the civilian population.
To interface with the civilian population, combat medics are even trained to deliver babies. But as far as De Jesus knows, that hasn't happened yet. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.